Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Moment of Deliverance. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you on tonight by way of podcast. Glory to God. Thank you for joining in. Whether you are driving down the road in your vehicle, whether you are at home with your feet propped up, good evening. I pray that this podcast finds you in a good way on tonight. Glory to God. Just want to stop by for just a little bit to encourage the believers out there regarding fear. The Lord has been speaking all day long, and He wanted me to share with the saints of God to fear not. Fear not, says the Lord, because I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Glory to God. So oftentimes, we as believers become overconsumed by fear. What exactly is fear? Fear is false evidence that appears real. Fear could be fearful of losing a job. Fear could be afraid of what tomorrow is going to bring. Fear could be something as simple as being hesitant about going to the next level in God. Fear can be about losing a loved one or a family member. Fear can hit on many different posts in the life of a believer. I just wanted to encourage you on today that the Lord is saying that we don't have to be afraid as children of God, because He is with us. He's going to be with us even until the end, leading us and guiding us and holding our hands every step of the way. Glory to God. We find that the Bible talks a lot about that subject, that false evidence that appear to be real. When you look at the book of Isaiah, chapter number 35, verse number 4, it says, "Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you." So no matter what you're going through, you don't have to be afraid. He said, be strong and do not fear. Don't be over-concerned about that false evidence that appear real. Whether you got a report and the report may not have been so good, whether you got some news and that news may not have been so good, the Bible tells us, it was prophetically spoken through the prophet Isaiah, to be strong. Be strong means to be unmovable, always abounding in the grace of God. Being strong means keeping your faith in God in its proper place, in its proper perspective. It says, your God, who is Jesus Christ, will come. He will come with vengeance. That means He will take care of whatever it is that is coming against you. He is the avenger of it all. It says, with divine retribution, He will come to save you. Glory to God. In the book of John, chapter number 14, verse number 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." Fear, that false evidence that appear real, oftentimes will rob the believer of their peace, will have you worried, will have you in a place of being anxious, will have you in a place of not knowing what to do next. But the Bible tells us, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world give. So as believers, we can't turn to the world to find peace in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of what we're dealing with and going through. But we have to turn to the ultimate Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, the one that is able to give us peace which passes all understanding, according to Proverbs 3 and 5. He challenges us to let our mind be in Him that is also in Christ Jesus. He said, peace I give unto you. The world cannot give you that peace, but He is able to give us that peace. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 1, verse number 9, the Bible says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Fear will keep you stuck in a rut. Fear will keep you from moving forward in God. Fear will keep you from making necessary changes in your life that
you already know that you have to make? When the Lord was speaking to Joshua, he said, "Have I not commanded you?" God is saying on tonight, I have given some of you all some commands, but it's going to require what that thing that God is commanding you to do. That means it's not a choice that you have. It is a command, something that is critical to you. But he said, you're going to have to be strong and you're going to have to be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. With Joshua, he was sending Joshua into a land that Joshua was unfamiliar with. And it looked like those giants that were before him were much bigger than what he was able to handle. But God assured him, be strong and courageous, because wherever you go, because I'm for you, I'm bigger and better than any giant that can ever come against you. So you don't have to be afraid when God is for you or God is with you. No matter what God send you to do, he wants you to know that you are able to accomplish the task at hand because he is with you. Glory to God. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verse 34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So oftentimes we are fearful about what's going to happen when we don't have this or we don't have that. But I came by on tonight to let you know that the Bible says we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We only need to be concerned about what's going on right here and right now. The Bible reminds us that it's enough to worry about or be concerned about right now. Don't worry about tomorrow, and definitely don't be afraid of what's going to happen, because chances are that very thing that you are afraid of, or that false evidence, that fear appears real, most of the time won't happen anyway. But the enemy try to place fear upon you so that you won't believe God. The enemy try to put fear upon you to keep you at that place where you don't possess everything that God has for you. Had Joshua not possessed the land that God had shown him due to being afraid of those giants that were already in the land, he would have never went over into that land that God had predestined him to go over into and to walk into it and to be blessed. Psalm 23 and 4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God is letting us know on tonight that even though you go through some dark places, even though you go through some low places, sometimes you find yourself at the lowest place in life that you could ever imagine even being in. But God says to you, you don't have to be afraid of evil. You don't have to be afraid of the evil one. You don't have to be afraid of what comes against you. You don't have to be afraid of what man can do to you. He says, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God said, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He said he would anoint your head with oil, that your cup would run over. Then he goes on and says, you know what? Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Glory be to God. So you don't have to be afraid, even when the enemy come up against you, because God is with you. God said, you know what? I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to allow your enemies to see me bless you. That's why he said, I prepare at the table before you in the presence of your enemies. God is saying, I'm going to make your enemies see me bless you. Glory be to God. He says, because I am with you. Glory be to God. Psalm 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Just want to encourage you on tonight. Have you sought God in the midst of what you are afraid of? Have you asked God to lead you, to guide you, to orchestrate your steps, that you would not dash your foot against a stone? The Bible says that he sought the Lord, David, and God answered him. And then you know what? He brought him out from whatever it was that he was afraid of. That false evidence sometimes trouble us. That false evidence sometimes have us feeling like life is going in a whirlwind. That false evidence that present itself before us sometimes make us think that God has left us. But I came by on tonight to encourage you, wherever you are, to hold on to your faith and fear not. You don't have to be afraid. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet it is the evidence of things that we don't see. And because our belief is in God, he will never allow you to be disappointed. No matter what tried to oppress you, no matter what tried to bring you down, no matter what tried to destroy you, God said you don't have to be afraid. I don't know what you are afraid of on tonight. Somebody may be battling with some phobias that are out there. Fearful of water, fearful of heights, fearful of going over bridges, fearful of being alone. Whatever your phobia is on tonight that you are afraid of, fearful of dirt. People are afraid of all sorts of things. But God says it is simply false evidence that have appears to be real. That means it look like it's real, it feel like it's real, but if it's contrary to God's word, it's just that fear. That means that it is really not even as big as it wants to make you think that it is. Glory be to God. Gonna leave you on tonight with Romans 8, 38 and 39, and it says, "For I am convinced." It's my prayer tonight that you are convinced. Every listener that will listen to this podcast, whether they're listening on today, October the 24th, 2019, or whether you will listen at some other time. But the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Paul was talking to the Roman church when he said, "I am convinced." That means he was fully persuaded that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just wanted to encourage you on tonight to fear not, because God is with you. And because he's with you, you don't have to be afraid. He says right here in his word that nothing can separate us from the love of God. I encourage you on tonight, whatever it is that you are afraid of, don't allow it to separate you from God. Don't allow it to separate your walk from God. Don't allow it to separate your talk from God. Allow God to deliver you right here on this podcast on tonight. If you are battling with fear, if you are afraid of what's going to happen on tomorrow, I want to encourage you to know that your life is in God's hand. What better place can it be in to the one that is supreme, the one that has all power in his hands? Glory be to God. You all definitely put this podcast on repeat. Get these scriptures down in your spirit and know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. You don't have to be afraid of a job ending. You don't have to be afraid of that negative report that you got. You don't have to be afraid of what the enemy can do to you. God wants you to know on tonight that you are victorious. Glory to God. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of Anchor Podcast on Tuesday nights and on Thursday nights. Glory to God. Feel free to join the Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, a ministry that is on the move, helping hurting women heal to become whole. We meet every first Saturday of the month from 1 until 3 o'clock p.m. My founder and overseer is Apostle Keith Johnson. We are located, the home of Grace and Mercy is at 6701 Cole Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia, where our worship services are every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Glory be to God. Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministry is a place where we conquer the kingdom of darkness with the word of God. Until next time, you all definitely do be blessed. Glory to God.